بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home of the receiver, in last week's majlis we had touched on the word istidraj, when we explain that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not necessarily punish a person for the wrong he has done immediately. Sometimes it is much later, like we did in the time of Fir'aun. He claimed to be ilah, claimed to be God, but Allah did not drown him immediately. Allah gave him respite. It was much, much later, many, many years later, when Allah Ta'ala then drowned him, and Allah destroyed him. So we explain the verse, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبَوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. When the disbelievers, they forgot, in other words, they turned away and they ignored the admonishments that they were given by the various Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam who came to them. They disregarded the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and bringing iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and following the Nabi of the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still gave them plentiful, and Allah uses the word فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبَوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. We opened doors of everything for them. Whether it was physical strength, Allah gave them physical strength, financial strength. It was the different things in this world, the leisures and the pleasures that they enjoyed, and Allah gave them plentiful. فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Abwab means doors. We opened for them doors of everything. The material things of this world, they had huge mansions and palaces and plentiful of food and fruit. This is what we call istidraj. And we explain, when you see a person, the hadith is mentioned, that Allah is giving him plentiful despite his disobedience to Allah, then this is called istidraj, which means Allah is giving him rope. Allah is giving him rope, Allah is giving him respite, continue, carry on, enjoy yourself. And suddenly, baghtatan, Allah Ta'ala then seizes the person. Suddenly, faidahum mublisoon, and they are caught unaware. Then it is too late. So this is the concept and the understanding of istidraj. So many times a person, we said last week, that he's committing a sin, or she's committing a sin, and they see nothing's happening to me. I'm still enjoying my life. So shaitan makes the person feel that that particular sin that the person is indulging in, it's fine, it's okay. Not so serious, nothing's happening to you. Enjoy yourself. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving the person respite, a chance, perhaps to make tawbah, istighfar, or sometimes Allah gives him a chance when he is totally showing apathy towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commandments, and he has complete disbelief, and he is showing arrogance and pride and a don't care attitude, and he is stubborn and obstinate, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him all these ni'mats, not out of Allah's happiness, but out of Allah's displeasure. And then suddenly Allah pulls the carpet between his, from under his feet. So our mashayikh and ulama have mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a person, a believer, a person who is doing good, who is obedient to Allah ta'ala, Allah gives him bounties of this world out of his pleasure and happiness. Man is doing good, he's obeying Allah, then Allah is giving him dunya because Allah is pleased with him. And Allah gives a wrongdoer, a disbeliever, bounties of this world, naraz hokar, not out of happiness, out of displeasure. And this is what we explain, that Allah gives him plentiful and he enjoys and he thinks that nothing is happening and he's really enjoying himself. And suddenly Allah Ta'ala then destroys the person. Allah punishes the person. To explain this, Hazrat Maulana Umar Palanpuri Rahmatullahi Alayhi, very great Buzurg, he used to mention in his bayans, this idea, this concept that I've explained now, that Allah gives the good doer, the believer, out of happiness. And Allah gives the disbeliever pleasures of this world, and treasures of this world, and plentiful of dunya, not out of happiness, but out of narazgi, out of anger, displeasure. Somebody might think, what is the meaning of this? So he says, he gives a simple example that even small children can understand. He says, we find sometimes in those remote areas especially, that we find there are homes and there are rats, there are mice in those homes. And that rat comes and it nibbles on the food that you have, the biscuits, and you see some scratching sometimes. It is busy digging into some sweet or some chocolate or something that has been left there. Sometimes biting into the clothing or some books that a person has. It becomes a nuisance to the person. So finally the person becomes very upset and now he wants to catch this rat. So what he does, he sets a trap for this rat. And when he sets his trap, he puts this bait, this nice piece of cheese, to attract this mouse or this rat towards this trap. I said, Mawlana Umar Palanpuri Rahmatullah, you say, you put one piece of roti, usme khub ghee dal karke, nice, it's mixed with ghee, and puts it into this trap. So the other rat see this rat becoming very excited and overjoyed, seeing this now, this ni'mat, this dunya of his, this cheese is going for over this roti. And they want this rat. Listen here. We have seen that behind this dunya that you are going for, behind this cheese and behind this roti, there's some type of thing that's going to trap you. And when you're going to bite on this, suddenly you will find that you'll be caught in this. And what's going to happen? You won't be able to move. All the doors around you will be shut. And you'll be caught, you'll be trapped. And then the children will come and they'll poke you with some rods. And they'll pull you out from there. And then they will put some oil and they'll throw you into the oil. And then they will burn you and they'll throw you onto the street and the cat will come and eat you. This rat goes in there. He sees the beautiful cheese attracting him. And he tells these other rats, what are you talking about? Let me do some research. 21st century. You people are still in the camel age. What are you talking about? What trap are you talking about? Can't you see this beautiful cheese there? They try to warn this rat. He said, no, let me research. Let me see. And he goes around and he sees, I can't see any boy standing with any rods to poke me. I can't see anything. I can't see any boiling oil. I can't see any cats around there. So this rat goes now, it is attracted towards this cheese. And the moment it puts its head and it goes towards this cheese, is about to just bite there, suddenly this mechanism of this trap now it triggers off. And this door shuts, the entry closes upon this rat and it is caught in this trap. And now this rat shouts to the other rats and says, now I understand, help me, save me. But it is too late. Exactly like that. Happened to Fir'aun, happened to Qarun, happened to the kuffar of the mushrikeen of Makkah, Abu Lahab, happened to many people, nations of the past. Allah gave them bounties, like how this rat is been given this bounty, but to trap this person, to trap this rat, not to give this rat out of happiness. Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullahi Alayhi, Mawlana Umar Palanpuri Rahmatullahi, you see, unlike a parrot that a person has as a pet in the cage. It is in the cage. But the master feeds this parrot out of happiness for this parrot. It waits to see this parrot saying some words and speaking, and he shows his friends. So it gives it some food out of happiness and pleasure. Not like the one who caught this rat and trapped this rat. It gave him some dunya, but to trap it and to destroy it. Like that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. When the disbelievers, they ignored the warnings and teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah did not destroy them instantly. Allah opened doors of dunya for them, and they were enjoying this dunya that Allah had poured down to them, but it was only rope that Allah was giving them, and then Allah Ta'ala then destroyed them. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ. Allah then goes to explain, he says, see, for the disbelievers, the wrongdoers, Allah used the word, فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبَوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. We open doors of everything for them of this world. But when it comes to believers, the promise is, if you bring iman in Allah, if you bring iman in Allah, and you have taqwa, referring to, in this verse, referring to the towns and cities and the villages around Makkah. So Allah promised, if you bring iman, and you have taqwa, you refrain from all evil, you shun sin and evil. Allah says, we will pour down barakat upon you. Not that Allah will open doors of everything. Allah will give you barakat. Now what is barakah? The concept of barakah requires a long discussion. And we have spoken on this some time back. Inshallah, Allah gives us tawfiq. We'll expound on this some other time. But just for tonight, for us to understand, ulama mentioned, what is barakah? Thubutul khairil ilahi fi shay. The establishment of divine good and blessings in anything. It is good coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is given to a person or put into something for him. The word barakah in Arabic, to understand, it comes from the word in Arabic, we use the word barakatil ibilu, when a camel kneels down. So those who have seen a camel kneeling down, it goes down first, so it bends its legs, and then it goes down on its front, its knees. And the knees touch the ground, then it folds the hind legs, and then it sinks onto the ground, it sits down. So you find that the camel now, it has become very sturdy, it is fixed, it has sunk into the sand, it is firm, it will not shake, will not move. A person has to really use his force and kick the camel to make it stand up. It won't move from there. So the meaning of barakah is something, not necessarily how we think of barakah, that the person will just get increased in that particular thing, but it has the meaning of something to be steady, firm. And also it comes from the word birkatun in Arabic, which means a pond, a pool. The pool is preserved, the water is preserved within the edges of this pool, or surrounding of this pool or fountain. So it has the meaning and the concept of something which is preserved, also plentiful, and it is firm, it's unwavering, it's not going to be lost so easily. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pours barakat, blessings for the person, and not necessarily we'll see it, something that is tangible. When we talk about barakah, our mind immediately goes to money. It goes to coins and notes and dollars and rands and pounds. Not necessarily this. So Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullahi Alayhi had explained, and ulama have explained, one is, yes, barakah can also be ziyada. Means you got now an increase. You had some income and now you've got more. So you got some extra surplus. This is one meaning of barakah, which normally our minds and goes towards. But more than this, past this meaning, is sometimes your income is still the same. If you're earning 10,000 rand, this is what you will get. However, all the expenses that you have for the month will be sorted out by this amount of money that you have got. Whatever expenses you have. It won't be said that now you still require money to pay off some more expenses that you have. Allah gives you barakah in this way, that whatever your needs were, they are fulfilled by the same income that you had. And then the third meaning is that you have the same amount of money, the same income, the same 10,000 rand you have received. However, your expenses for that month suddenly becomes lesser. It doesn't become more. So you have met all your expenses, and in fact you still have some surplus. Now this is the meaning and understanding of barakah. And barakah can also come in another form, which is not necessarily the material form, but Allah gives you happiness in your life. That is why when a person gets married, the masnoon dua, barakallah, wa baraka alaykuma, wa jama'a baynakuma fi khair. We're making dua for barakah. It's not that it's now this couple is going to get some money suddenly. But the entire life they will have divine blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person gets barakah in his time. So in that short period of time that he had, he is able to accomplish so many tasks that in the small time. Sometimes the food that we have is barakah that the entire family can eat, especially in the past. Our parents and grandparents. And probably we saw that when we were very young. It's just one pot of food, but an entire family will eat. Small pot of food. Wasn't a dig. And today we have to buy so much of food from outside, and still we find that the food isn't sufficient. With all the gadgetry that we have, and technology that we have, it's supposed to make our work more productive in a short period of time. Still we find, we've got no time. And we couldn't manufacture the goods in time. Now we're behind time. So all these things means that the barakah has been taken away from that. There is no divine blessings in it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises that you bring iman, you have taqwa, you stay away from evil. Then Allah will give you the divine blessings. You will see barakah in your time, barakah in your life, barakah in your health, barakah in your wife. Doesn't mean you get more than one wife. But that wife will be obedient to you. You'll be happy with her. You get barakah in your children. You'll become the coolness of your eyes. There won't be an eyesore to you. You will have people around you. You will see blessings around wherever you go. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, once, he had a little purse, a little leather bag, small little purse. And he had some dates in it. Nabi Sallam said, "What is it?" So he showed him the purse. Nabi Sallam made dua for barakah. Allah must give barakah in the dates of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. A small purse that he kept around his waist, he tied around his waist. And Nabi Sallam tells him, that listen, don't look inside, don't empty the contents of this purse. In other words, don't take out all those dates. Whatever you want, all you have to do is don't look inside, don't remove the content, just put your fingers in and you take from there. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu accepted Islam in 7th year of the Hijrah. So he spent plus minus 4 years with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When exactly this incident took place, we're not very sure, but this happened in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then he had this purse, this bag with him, little pouch around his waist, in which he would continuously take dates from there and feed others as well, without emptying the contents of this purse. Now how much dates can be in a small little pouch? In a matter of few days, it will come to an end. But he will still continue eating from there. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, in the 2 years khilafati he had. And then Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Abu Huraira still had this pouch with him. And you still eat dates from there. So another 10 years, plus minus 12 and a half years, Usman radiallahu ta'ala becomes Amir. Even in his era, he still has the pouch, and the day Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala was assassinated, he became shaheed, this pouch suddenly disappeared. He lost it. But for that period of time, all he used to do, put his hands inside that pouch, and he would eat from there. This is barakah. In a hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inni idha uti'atu raditu." When I am obeyed, in other words, my banda obeys my wishes, my commands. He follows my injunctions. He does not disobey me. He does not commit sin and then persist in sin. If he commits sin, he makes immediate tawbah, and then he does some good deed, and he makes amends. So when I am obeyed, إِنِّي إِذَا أُطِعْتُ رَضِيْتُ, I become happy. وَإِذَا رَضِيْتُ بَارَكْتُ, Allah says, when I become happy, then I bestow barakah. وَلَيْسَ لِبَرَكَتِي نِهَايَةٌ, and there is no end to my barakah. When Allah blesses, divine blessings, we cannot understand. Divine blessings are not just something for 1 day or 2 days. Allah continuously pours His blessings to the person for the period of time Allah wishes to give him. Unlike the material things of this world, we have and we use and it comes to an end. There are countless examples in the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, where we could see this barakah becoming manifest. A sahabi prepares little food only. Little food. In fact, it's a long incident where Nabi Akrim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was in Khandaq. They were digging the trench. Jabir radiallahu anhu saw Nabi Akrim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He's absolutely hungry. He's got stones tied to his belly. He could see some weakness in Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He takes permission. He goes home, tells his wife, prepare something. She says, okay, bring two, three people with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He goes and he whispers in Jabir radiallahu anhu's ears, Ya Rasulullah, we have prepared some little food for you, and two or three of you can come home. Nabi Sallam called the entire people, all the Sahaba, Ya Ahlul Khandaq. So many hundreds of Sahaba were present. Jabir has prepared some food for us. Come all of us, let's go to his house. He was worried, how the little food is going to suffice. Nabi Sallam went in there, made dua of barakah. It's a long incident, and all the Sahabas ate from there. All partook of the meal. There was so much still, even when the pot was placed down, that food still remained. The original amount of food still remained after the Sahaba had partook of the meals. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises barakah. That peace of mind, serenity of the heart is also part of the barakah. Person has plentiful of this world, and we are thinking he's got so much, and he's such a happy life. He's got such a blissful life. But what is going through his mind and his heart, we do not know. At night he is restless. Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah, we should keep on saying, that person who is disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite all the wealth he has, but sometimes he has to take pills at night just to go have a nice sleep. He has to take sleeping tablets. There was a person who was the guest of a king, a very wealthy king, and this person began to admire the palace of the king and the beautiful rugs and carpets that he had, and the horses, and the soldiers, and all his treasures, and his throne that he had. So the king realized that this person has become, deluded by all these pleasures that they have. He invites him for a meal, and as he's sitting down for the meal, he's sitting on the dasturkhan, the king is sitting opposite him, and where this person is sitting, just above him there is a sword that the king put up there, hanging on a thread. And the food that is in front of him is plentiful. The best type of food that a person can dream of. This variety of food. And the king tells him to eat. He says, Bacha, it's not possible. Why? What's the problem? You don't eat so much of food. He says, above me is a sword hanging on the thread. At any moment it's going to fall and it's going to injure me. I'm going to get hurt. I may get killed. The king then removes it and tells him, this is our life. Don't think that we have all the pleasures of this world and we're enjoying our life. We do not know when we will be attacked by another army. We do not know when some other king will come and dethrone us. Our lives also have this type of anxiety and restlessness. So the outward pleasures of this world, let us not become the rat and go for that outward pleasures of this world. That's the bait. And suddenly we are trapped and we are thinking, enjoying life, and nothing is happening. I'm making guna, I'm whining and dining, I'm taking those drugs, I'm committing zina, may Allah protect us from all these type of sins, I'm involved in usury and interest, and I'm doing as I want, and I'm cheating my customers and deceiving the people, I'm enjoying life, nothing is happening to me. Don't listen to these people of the camel age. This is 21st century. Let us be, never mind like that parrot, which is in the cage of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah continues feeding that parrot. And Allah becomes happy when that parrot says, when it says some words, when we are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will give us barakah in this world, and of course barakah in the akhirat. In the ayat, وَلُوْ أَنَّ أَهْلُ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقُوا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ. Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi alayhi in Bayan al-Quran is mentioned, دَلَّ عَلَى أَنَّ الطَّاعَةَ لَهَا دَخَلٌ فِي النِّعْمِ الدُّنْيَوِيَّةِ. This ayat shows us that obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it has some role it plays in giving the person worldly benefits and ni'mat also. It's not only in the akhirat, of course, that ni'mat of the akhirat is the best, and it can never be, the worldly benefits can never be better than the hereafter benefits, but Allah gives you benefits in this world also. And he says, in a similar way, أَنَّ الْمَعْصِيَ لَهَا دَخَلٌ فِي النِّقَمِ الدُّنْيَوِيَّةِ. Even in, when a person commits sins, then sins also have a role in this person's suffering, even in this world also. So sometimes it may be some type of of some disaster that has befallen the person. Or sometimes it may not be some physical ailment or some physical pain the person is going through, but he's restless, he's bechain all the time. He's not enjoying life. He wants to commit suicide, he wants to take away his life. May Allah protect us. To get that sukoon, we make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We hymn the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by means of our amal, our good deeds. We must be in conformance, in accordance with the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will grant us barakat. Quran says, min as-sama'i wal ard, from the skies and the earth. If there's drought, rain comes, and even the crops will grow. And Allah will give us plentiful in this world and the akhirat. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand and make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. We said Duru Sharif. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh, wa laka shukr kulluh. لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد المبارك وسلم يا الله grant us to عشق المحبة يا الله يا الله this is such sweetness and enjoyment in taking your name يا الله Allah, despite our tongues being, Ya Allah, disobedient to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, with these napak tongues of ours, Ya Allah. Allah, we swear, we use vulgar language, we make ghibat, we carry tales, my Allah. Allah, despite all this, Ya Allah, you still give us a chance to take your blessed name, Ya Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, Ya Allah. You are most powerful, my Allah. There is nobody greater than you, my Allah. You are Akbar, my Allah. Allah, everything is in your control, my Allah. The sky is the earth, Ya Allah. The heavens, Ya Allah. Everything is in your control, Ya Allah. You are the Khaliq. You are the Raziq. Ya Allah, you are our nourisher, our cherisher, our sustainer, our guardian, our protector. Ya Allah, everything is in your control, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are your slaves, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have understood, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have heard, my Allah. We have read, my Allah. We have been taught, my Allah, that you have sent us into this world to obey you, my Allah. Ya Allah, to make your ibadat correctly, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are wasting our lives, Ya Allah. In filth, in sins, in vice, in evil. Ya Allah, we have become consumed by dunya, my Allah. We know maut is going to strike. We do not know when it's going to come, but my Allah. We know qiyamah is haq. Qiyamah will take place, my Allah. Then we will have to stand before you, my Allah. All alone, my Allah. And answer for our deeds that we have done in this world, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know jannat is haq. Jahannam is haq. It's a reality, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know those who will obey you and you will be pleased with them. You will grant them Jannah. Ya Allah, make us among such people, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know that Jahannam has been prepared, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who will be disobedient to you will throw them into Jahannam. Ey Maliki Kareem, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not take us into Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, our lives are becoming wasted, my Allah. Time is against us, my Allah. We can see the different fitna that are taking place in this world, my Allah. Ya Allah, time is moving so rapidly, my Allah. We're not seeing the barakah in our lives, my Allah. We're not seeing barakah in our time, my Allah. We're not seeing barakah in our amal, my Allah. We're not seeing barakah in our homes, in our buildings, in our factories, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have been deprived of barakah and blessings, my Allah. We want your barakat, my Allah. Ey Maliki Kareem, make us be obedient servants, my Allah. Make us gain your pleasure, my Allah. Help us to make sincere tawbah, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making tawbah to you, my Allah. Allahumma inna nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين Allah, ہماری دلوں کو مصفہ مجلہ مزکہ بنا Allah, wipe out all the sins that we have committed, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that himmat and the courage not to go back to those sins, my Allah. Help us to refrain from every major and minor sin, my Allah. Allah, give us tawfiq, Ya Allah, doing good amal. Allah, strengthen our iman, my Allah. Make us live with kamil iman. Make us die with kamil iman. Raise us in the day of qiyamah with kamil iman. Allah, do not snatch away iman from our hearts. or from the hearts of our family members, our wives and children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, our progeny, may Allah. Let there be no single person in our progeny, may Allah, who becomes a murtad, may Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, you have bestowed upon us be shumar ni'mat, may Allah. Allah, we eat the food that you have given us, may Allah. Allah, we enjoy the ni'mat that you have given us, may Allah. Let it not be istidraj from you, may Allah. Ya Allah, let it be barakat from you, may Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people, may Allah, who are sick, ya Allah, in hospitals at home, may Allah. Young and old, may Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, you are a Shafi, Shifa is in your hands. Grant them Shifa'i Kamil, Ajil, Mustaqib, Daim. All the marhumin, ya Allah. Especially those who passed away recently, may Allah. They have left orphans, yatim behind. Allah, some have got widows they have left behind, may Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, ya Allah, grant them Sabri Jameel, may Allah. Allah, you take care of them, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us best of dunya, best of akhirat. Give us halal and tayyib, rozi, may Allah. Make us use it in the correct way, may Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us the sweetness of iman, the sweetness of begging from you, the sweetness of your dhikr, the sweetness of making sajda before you, may Allah. Allah, protect us from the shar of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasideen, from the zulam of the zalimeen. Protect the ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, wherever the ummah is suffering, may Allah. Be it be Palestine, ya Allah, or India, or wherever it is, ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant the ummah of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, afiyat, and salamati, and aman and aman, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut with iman, maut in Medina Sharif, burial in Jannatul Baqi, may Allah. Allah, grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the day of Qiyamah. The Holy Kothur water from his Mubarak hands, may Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannah without any reckoning. Protect all of us from the azab of Qabr, azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, make our children and our grandchildren the coolness of our eyes. Ya Allah, make them be Anki Tandak, may Allah. Make them excellent Huffaz, Ulama, Sulaha, Atqiya, Abrar, Muqarrabin, Maqbuleen. Ya Allah, there are so many young boys and young girls, may Allah, of marriageable age, may Allah. Allah, they are waiting to find a suitable partner, my Allah. They do not want to live a life of filth and zina, my Allah. Ya Allah, they want to live a pure life, my Allah. Ya Allah, your treasures, your khazana are full, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, ya Allah, provide for them suitable partners, my Allah. And make them have the nikah proper according to Sharia. Ya Allah, halal and proper nikah, my Allah. Protect them from zina and all the filth that is coming into the ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless them with pious offspring, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, we have got so many hajat and needs, may Allah. Each one of us who has raised his hand, her hand tonight, may Allah. You are well aware of all the needs that we have. Our sorrows, our worries, our grief, our hardships, may Allah. Whatever bala has come upon us, remove the difficulty, may Allah. Ya Allah, ya qadhi al-hajat, ya dafi' al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat, Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wat al-muttarrina idha da'uk. رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما الله حاضرين غائبين سدد وقبول فرما ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.